Act 2, Scene 1.
What's the time, boy?
I did not hear the clock. It's very dark. There is no moon tonight.
The stars are covered. There are no lights in heaven. The night is dark, black, like my thoughts. My heart is heavy and I cannot sleep. Who's there?
A friend.
Can't you sleep either? The king's in bed. He is well pleased with you and sends you gifts. He has given me this diamond for your wife, his gracious hostess, who has pleased him too.
We did our best. We did not have enough time to prepare.
But all went well. I dreamt last night of the all-seeing sisters. Their words to you were partly true.
I haven't thought about them. But what they said about my being king was strange. Ideas like that are dangerous. They could be treason.
We need to talk about them.
We are the king's friends, not his enemies.
Of course. It is not wrong to talk about the witches. It may be wrong to trust them. Good night.
Good night. Sleep well.
Thanks, sir. May you sleep well, too.
Say to my wife that when my drink is ready to ring the bell, then go to bed. Is this a dagger I can see before me? Its handle near my hand? Let me take hold of it. No, it's gone. It's air. It was unreal, a picture in my mind. But see, it's there again to lead me on. And now fresh blood is dripping from it. No, there's nothing there. It is my murderous mind and nothing more that makes me see the dagger. Now, half the world's asleep, and in the darkness, murder and mischief rule. Wolves howl. Night is the time for witchcraft and for evil. Now, when I move, I must be silent. The stones on which I walk must not betray me and stop me carrying out my wicked plan. The bell calls me to murder. If I go, it's done. Do not hear it, Duncan. That same bell is calling you to heaven or to hell.